Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shut the Fuck Up. Anime is on. I am your great, amazing, fabulous host, Pixel Potato, Frankie, yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry, my mind is all over the place right now. I can't even think straight. Before we get into anything, let me go ahead and introduce my amazing co-host, Mr. A-Town. Ryan, how are you today?
I am doing good. And just like you, my mind is also all over the place because something came out today that I am literally, as we record, playing because
Yeah.
like
Yeah, we're gonna get
it's
into this.
yeah, you and hey, I mean it is Japan, so it is the anime
It's
base. So
anime. It counts as anime. It's
it's anime base.
if it
They've
comes
never,
out
which
on the
is
Switch, it's
shocking.
anime.
I'm shocked that they never actually made an anime about it. But it's, I
There is a
was,
show.
is
I think there is like a cartoon. I don't know if it's like a full anime, but there is
oh
something
yeah,
that's.
no, that was one of those old 80s, nat
Yeah,
terrible.
mad old.
A-Town?
It, we
That,
don't.
no, it does, it was not good.
Yeah. All right, Andrea, how are you?
So I am in California right now. I
Ooh,
live
live
in.
from
Woohoo!
California.
I've never been before, so this is like I've never been east or west, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I live in the east. I've never
It
been
could
out
be
west
east
before. And
technically, depending on how far over you go.
yeah, if I'm standing upside down, I think that makes it east. So
Yeah.
that works. But I'm by myself too, so I'm doing a little solo trip and I'm very
Woo-hoo!
excited. And I've been playing a little video game. Maybe
Interesting.
that's
What a coincidence.
coincidence.
All right. All right, Mr. Chico Stick. How are you doing tonight?
Feel left out. It's your boy Chico Stick, and I'm the only one not playing this miraculous game that dropped today.
Didn't drop today,
Dropped
first of
on
all.
like
I know Alex made that mistake. It didn't drop today,
right.
but
Oh yeah, it feels, yeah, that's true.
yeah, every day just feels like if I like it's been gifted to me again. So if you haven't caught on by now, yeah, all of us except for one of us are playing Tears of the Kingdom. And when I tell you we are all hooked, I think this is the most active the group chat has been. Honestly, I was trying to, we were all so happy last night when Ivan said he couldn't record because we're like, okay, all right, great.
Okay, I was playing the fuck.
I was excited because I was like, ooh, I can play. I was playing all day at work today. I turned down a walk-in client because I wanted to play. I was trying to find a reason not to record tonight because I didn't want to set it
Priorities.
down because I can't multitask like Alex and Andrea are doing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys can do it.
I just want to be able to figure out this one part that you said. Once I'm able to like go up, I'll put it down. I
Yeah. I
just.
told you it's so easy. Just turn the hook. You have to rotate the hook to where it gets in between the rails. That's all
See,
it is.
I want to go back there right now, but I have to find another teleportation to get up back. I'm going back up there to try it because now
Because
I
you're gonna do
spent
it and you're gonna be like, wow, why
and that's the thing
didn't
about this game. All right, that's that you feel stupid, then you go look at a freaking guide and watch someone do it like it was nothing, and you're like, well, I'm an idiot. Like I put it in the chat. This makes me question my gamer. I've been gaming for 30 years, and this game makes me feel stupid.
And it's crazy because I consider Alex and Andrea like more of gamers than I am. And the fact that like that was the part they told me, like that's the part Andrea said she was stuck at. And even Alex was like, oh yeah, like I didn't couldn't figure it out either. I was like, what are you talking about? It was so
Yeah, you just
simple.
got to put the hook on the thing and do, and I'm like, the fuck?
I
I thought it was a skill I didn't earn yet that I had to. Nope, it's just twisting a hook onto it. I'm like, that's some
The hook is
fucking.
literally right there next to the cart and the rail.
Yeah, but
Like,
it
but.
again, it requires a level of imagination to, and that's what this is.
And this game is. It's exactly like. Oh, okay. I don't want to say exactly like, but extremely similar to Breath of the Wild.
But
But
way more.
there's just so many more, like, abilities. And
your imagination.
I did it. Thank you.
I'm going back up the damn island after I just find another shrine to teleport. I'm going back.
I feel so much better now. I was getting so mad. And I couldn't like go online to figure out how to do it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just
gonna I gave up and I left. I straight up gave up and left.
Oh my God.
And moved on with my life. And now they're telling me there was a possibility. Now I have to go back and finish what you started.
Yeah. But see, that's the great thing about this game. Like Alex said, it's like you just like you can be as creative as you want to be.
And the game, it allows you to, it rewards all your creativity.
You can literally do whatever it is you want. I keep seeing people torturing the little Kokora seeds. Kokora. Am I saying that right? Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was Korok, but I could.
Korok. There we go. I like Korok better. Korok. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kokora. What? I don't know what I'm saying. I've seen people videos of people torturing those, and I was like, oh my gosh, you can. They're like attaching them to these like death weapon machines.
Because they got the rock.
I saw somebody make like a Trojan horse and they just like went to go like,
yeah,
they're like, okay, we're going to go get Ganon. Like, we're going to trick him with this horse. I thought that was.
Oh my gosh. But yeah. So, and this game's even bigger than Breath of the Wild. Cause you have like three maps. Actually, you have the sky map, you have like traditional Hyrule, and then you have like the crevice map, which
I haven't been
that scares me.
Boy, that's you'll see what scares you when you see that glob of hands coming toward you. You'll know what true fear is. I'll tell you that.
Catch all these hands.
I spent an hour trying to kill this shit. Then I realized I didn't have enough of the like I needed bomb flowers to really do damage, and I just started. So this is the type of game where you want to complete something, but you're like you have to put it off and accept now's not the time. Like you're gonna want to like, no, I can do it, I can do it. No, it's like, no, I'll come back. But see, we can do a whole episode on this, which we will do.
Yeah, this will be a whole episode.
Yeah, whenever majority of us finish the game, just because. Yeah.
That's a long while.
Yeah, but
I think we should do like certain like points though, because we're gonna talk about it anyway, but we can all like once we all reach a certain point we can talk about it up until that point maybe.
Yeah,
because we don't have to wait.
Beating the game might be sketchy for beginning. Me because I still haven't beat Breath of the Wild.
What?
So I have this weird thing, other than Pokemon games, I have this weird thing about finishing video games. I've always been like this. I really don't like finishing. So I have everything complete in Breath of the Wild. I have majority of the shrines done and stuff too, just except for Calamity Ganon.
What?
But now you know what's after it. It's like the game isn't over though. You kind of missed the end of book number one.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. I know what's going on.
Yeah, you know all the basic story. He beats them, and that's it. Really, there's not much.
That's it. Yeah, he just
like they don't even like tell. Yeah, he beats them, and they stay and they look at the sky. That's really the end.
And they don't really.
And there's a what?
There's like they have a really cool bow, but you don't get to keep it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when he's on the field. So did you see when they united their powers together and did their little speech?
Yeah, because I defeated all the
Oh, so you're good. Yeah, he beats them. That's
all
it.
Little mini Ganons. Like,
so you didn't miss much.
Yeah, I mean, I literally just have to defeat Calamity Ganon.
Yeah, that's a very weird thing not to do, but
all right, go off, I guess.
Yeah, go off, sis. But yeah, Alex made a joke earlier saying this is probably going to be the shortest episode ever because we're all want to get back to playing, but like,
I don't even want to waste our topic on tonight. I thought we were good. I mean, it's a good topic. It's a very good topic that deserves our honest.
Yeah, and I am so unprepared for the normally I do a little bit of research and look some things up, you know.
Yeah, I think
expand
I
don't my wanna... knowledge, and I just have not, just because I can't.
Yeah, I don't even want to mention it.
Yeah, I was late recording.
I don't want to waste it.
Yeah,
I don't want to waste it. I think, yeah. I mean, this could be like a little, I was so sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
I've been playing the game.
Yeah, like this is your fault. I really, you have no one to blame but yourself for not being a part of this. Because
you know what's crazy? Frankie knows it. So Frank, I was supposed to buy a Switch from Frankie, and Frankie completely forgot that I was going to buy the Switch from her, and she sold it.
I didn't forget. You were just
Ivan.
You weren't straight up like, "Hey, I'm going to buy it. When can I buy it? This, this, and this." You could just kept saying, "Oh, how much?" You just weren't straight. If you had been like straight up, I would have been like, "Okay, all right."
No, the worst part, we had this conversation. I forgot you did want to buy it, didn't you? I'm like, I did.
Well, that's on you. You should have just been straight up and been like, "Yo, when can I buy it?" Instead of saying, "Oh, are you looking to how much?" You should have just been like, when, because yeah, I'm sorry though. Part of me is a little sorry for that.
Switch, by the way, so I might be selling my current one if I can somehow figure out how to transfer my Animal Crossing island over to a new one.
Just take that.
It's super easy.
No, because it sticks with your actual Switch. I don't think it's stuck to the game itself. Have the physical game, it doesn't save the game. It's on your Switch.
You have to transfer.
There's an SD card in the Switch.
Yeah, it doesn't say. So like if you lose your Switch or something like that, like it's gone. You can't recover it.
When you were restarting your new Switch, when you were setting up your new Switch, did you have your old Switch like open and on right next to it?
But I'm thinking about doing it.
Oh, they made it super easy for the transfer. You literally, as you're setting up your new Switch, you have your old Switch with you, and it reads it, and it literally just moves all of your saved data automatically onto your new Switch.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because like that's what I did with mine.
Okay, well, I might be thinking about selling it, Ivan, if you're interested.
Plus shipping and handling.
I'll come pick it up.
We're all pretty still early on, but by the time we get it, we're probably... No, the way this game is, this is going to be a month. I give myself 2 months of beating this game. I think that's how long it took me for Breath of the Wild.
I think they said it's about 50 hours.
That's just story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, story. Yeah. Like just for the story. We're just talking,
not just doing everything. And I was supposed to have been there. It's been 2 days where I've been heading up to the same place. And every time you're going somewhere, there's something new that you're like, all right, now I want to go check that out. So even getting up to the journey of where I'm supposed to go, that is a gameplay in itself.
Yeah. You know what the hardest time I had was right after. I always have the hardest time right at the beginning just because I love how open world is, but it's just a tad bit too open world sometimes for my mind to handle just because I don't know what I should start with. First,
I feel exactly the same way. That's why I'm using me going up to that first part as a guide while trying to feel like there was one thing I jumped down, I saw a whole bunch of it, I was like, nah, this is too much for me. That's exactly like I like to slowly open up. This whole game is open up to me, and I'm just out here doing things.
Yeah, like I only reason I went ahead and went to like the shrines right next to that rock monster thing you were talking about was because I saw it in the distance when I was on my way to the thing. I was like, okay, let me just set like a marker here. So that way when it opens up, I know this is the first place I can go. And eventually this will be the path I'm beyond. I'm just going to keep heading in this direction because if not, I'm going to sit here and lollygag.
And this is a lollygag game.
Yes. Oh, God. It's such a lollygag game. That is the word.
It's like, I'm like right now, I was supposed to turn down a road. I saw something drop, and now I'm going to check it out.
For no reason. You see something glisten in the distance, or something move in the distance. See a little weird little thing on the map. You're like,
oh, and my equipment is trash. Everything is rusty. I'm fusing crazy shit, which the fusing alone is fucking nuts. You can fuse a hook. You can fuse the cart to a weapon. They just make the cart smaller. the wing things you can, everything
you can fuse a cart to the weapon. Yeah, to a, I've been doing rocks.
You can fuse anything. You can fuse the little bird things that you glide. You can fuse that to a weapon.
I saw somebody do they fused the cart with the shield. And so instead of going down on the shield, they went down like on their cart. I thought that was really cool.
See the fuck?
Oh my God.
See what I'm saying?
This is crazy.
Like, I feel stupid. I watch one tip of all the things. Well, I was like you can literally, here's the other thing. You see when you're moving stuff with the God hand? Sorry, Ivan. When you're moving the stuff with the God hand, when you do the, I don't think you have this ability yet, Andrea. The rewind, it'll rewind it in that move. So let's say you move the God hand up like an elevator and down. Now when you rewind it, it goes up like an elevator or go across platforms. Yeah. And you can set movements for anything. And when you rewind it, it does the movement. So let's say you make something spin with the God hand with the rotation, like super fast.
Yeah. Now,
when you call enemies, when you set it to rewind, it does the motion the other way. Everything that moves with the hand, or whatever, with the rewind, the game copies, remembers that and repeats that movement.
That's too much now.
Because I'm an hour. One of the shrines is that skill. You need that skill.
Well, yeah, I'm but realizing that you can use it too for like if I were to have a board and move it up and down and then
rewind it, it
and then rewind it and then I can use that to step. Oh my God, this
you
is
don't
just
even
becoming
you can even use meaning like let's you don't even have to make a bridge. You could just take one board, move it across to the other platform, then bring it back. Go on it, set the rewind. It'll move you to the platform because it's reversing the trajectory that you created. Yeah, see? That, mind you, we're all about an hour or 2 hours into this game, and all this shit is just exposed to us.
Oh, God, this is too much. It makes me think what's to come later down the line. And it also, I feel like the creators really set their expectations very high for the things that we'd be able to do. And it does make me nervous though that like throughout the game, if I'm really gonna have to use my imagination or if I can if you can get by with like just
if you can think it, you can do it. And from what I'm seeing, everything that has been thought of has been done. No
but
one
is
has
it
hit
necessary
a
that's yet. What I want to know how much we're gonna have to how much we need to beat the game.
Not as much. Well, maybe, because one, like I said, that thing I said, one of the shrine was based on that skill itself.
Yeah, but moving the moving things and making it a plow, that never crossed my mind to do. Fuck. I don't like this. I mean, I love it, but
it's over.
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
Oh, God.
By the way, we're going to title this episode Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom Talk in parentheses, sorry Ivan.
Yeah. I figured I was going to throw something slick in there about Ivan in the description or the title.
There was no way, it was too much not to talk about.
Oh, so far with the way the game is going, mind you, this is not the topic at all. That not supposed to be the topic today. So far, what would you guys rate the game so far with the 2 hours you've put in?
This is my favorite game ever. It's better than Genshin Impact. I don't care.
What? That's a big statement from you.
So, okay. I think Breath of the Wild, like, it is my favorite game. I like it more than Genshin Impact, but I'm just like, I was done with it. So I was like, okay. Like, I don't go back into games and play them if I know the story.
Yeah.
So Genshin Impact was always number two. But now it's number three because this is number one.
Ooh.
I'm so excited.
Wow. And you're only an hour in.
Only an hour in. I don't care. I love it.
Yeah.
Link is so hot. Ugh.
You know what? Link is hot. Every time he wakes up and Zelda is like, ooh, that's straight. He's a straight dad.
That's what I was like, really? How the hell you lost all your clothes again? I will say this is the gamiest game I've played in a long time. The last time I played, and when I say that, meaning in terms of what it's packed with, it's like it's overwhelming for me. And I've played RPGs religiously. So I'm used to, I played Cyberpunk 2099. I played like The Witcher. The problem, the difference with that is those games, as much there's like something guiding you. So there's a set rules that once you get used to those set rules of the game, you're good. Even with Breath of the Wild, yes, most of the things people made up was like stuff in terms of the mechanics there. So even with that game, there was a set of rules to follow. They just like, in terms of like hitting the thing and then launching it in there. Those were things they exposed the game, the developers on. And so developers must have said, oh, word? All right, now we're going to create a system where all that crazy shit y'all was showing off in all these videos for the last 6 years, now let's see how really you are about that. But for gamers like me, that I was just liking the game. I just wanted to follow Have a Sword / Adventure. Yeah. And now you threw this shit. I didn't ask for this. Blame those crazy motherfuckers in their imagination. Now I'm stuck with this gamiest game I've ever played that I have no intents of beating anytime soon. Because that's no. I'm like I like to defeat games, get all the information, get all the story and the complete. I'm not looking at this game like I'm going to beat it. This is going to be my way of life until maybe August I beat it.
Yeah, this game is like, it's Zelda meets Minecraft meets Sims meets Fortnite.
Like, here's the crazy thing. Final Fantasy 16 comes out in June. I don't give a fuck. Because yeah. I'm still going to be playing this shit.
I still haven't beat Hogwarts Legacy, and I feel like it's going to be a very, very long look at my PS5 again.
You're not touching. I'm so thin, because even with the controller, like, with PS5, Y is up top, X is at the side. Muscle memory has taught us that, like, when you play enough. Even with, like, most Switch games, you don't, the X and Y, that doesn't really matter. This one, because it's so intrusive to things, I keep messing them up.
Yeah.
Like jump, I'm used to jump being either down at the bottom or at the side, not at the damn top.
Yeah, that is messing me up. I want to, can we fix, is there like a way you can go in and fix that or no?
Because
that
bothers me.
You can't alter your controls?
Not that I saw, I tried.
I couldn't do it. Can we?
Because then I can make feuds.
Oh, special controls.
Yeah, they just show what things do. You can't alter the controls.
Did you try going to the home menu and doing it under options?
I haven't left the home menu since this game started.
Okay, because I think you can.
Maybe. Oh, if you can, I will try.
Wait, I'm going to look right now.
I wanted to go, but I'm talking to some lady about something. About investigating something.
I was going to talk more about how I'm overwhelmed with things.
It is very overwhelming.
God.
Again, look, now there's some new armor that I can buy and I can't afford shit because I don't have any money and all my weapons are shit.
I was about to say, I haven't come across a single rupee at all.
Hyrule, you're going to start seeing them, but you got to find, and you'll see those little bullfrog things. It's in the distance. Don't kill them right away. What you do is you try to get up top and shoot them in slow motion to get as much out of them as possible. Plus, after a while, you can start selling items.
Swap jump controls. Yeah, assign the B and dash and other actions to X.
Okay.
Oh, I was about to say, like, I'm pretty sure you can switch.
Oh,
so then let me go to the home menu.
All right, I'm going to try to see. Yeah, maybe this will make it easier. Like, I'll make jump Y and, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can move shit around.
All right, so I'm going to go do that right now. But yeah, this episode took a turn, but I don't regret a thing.
No, I don't regret it. Real quick, just so Ivan can participate. Ivan, you've been watching Demon Slayer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need it real quick. I don't want any spoilers.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. See, I tried. Nope,
I'm just going to turn my volume down. Just wave your hand frantically when you want me to come back.
Okay. All right. So, last episode.
Yeah, they were
menace to society. That the creator of that episode.
Yeah. That was on Mother's Day.
Yeah, Why? The audacity to release that episode on Mother's Day. When you texted in the group, like, oh, they released this on Mother's Day. I was like, what is he talking about? I watched it the next day, and I was like, oh, God, this was... Oh, yeah, that was a little... But oh, my God, everyone is so distracted right now.
No, I'm.
You're listening. So distracted, Andrea. Had
no, I went. I went. Slayer. I went to change. I went to change the actions. I want to see how it feels now.
Uh huh. Ivan's just looking so miserable and lonely with his cuddling up with his blanket.
Like, do y'all even need me for this episode?
You having you there gives us urgency, so that I need to stop at some point. Because exactly, if you're not here, we would go in. Like you're kind of helping us to hold back as much as we really want to.
Exactly. Because okay, my switch is right here. Nothing is stopping me other than sheer willpower from picking it up and being just as distracted as Alex is right now.
Yeah, so let me see.
And Andrea. Drop.
So it does, all it does is change the B jump.
You can change it to...
Yeah, oh. Okay. So the B, I mean, it helps a little, I guess, with fighting. But the other stuff still, nah, it doesn't change it.
Can I come? And just like that, we're back on Zelda.
Oh, I can combine two swords into... Oh! And it made it a bigger sword. Oh, shit. It's...
Alex, wow. Alex.
Yeah,
Alex.
I'm sorry.
Demon Slayer.
Yeah, Demon Slayer. Yes. All right, I put the controller down. Like, hands in the air.
Wow.
No. Yo, so one thing, like I said, in a previous episode, I forgot so much. So I'm watching this like a new person. I know, at least this arc specifically. So I know there was like a thing between the two brothers. Watching this, I felt like it got to my heart. Because it's like, it really is just a misunderstanding between them.
Yeah, and then he's going out like, oh, I wish like I could just like, talk to her brother one more time.
Yeah.
And then also, and I really hope they touch on it, the mental aspect that Genya is going through with the fact that his mother turned into a demon and his brother had to kill him. And now the fact that he turns into one of his big eats powers demons, that he relies on is eating demons so he can turn into a demon.
Yeah.
And stuff too.
Which so I really hope they touch on like why it doesn't. Yeah, that, first of all, one thing about Demon Slayer, if you see kids are going to die.
Yeah.
Will not be the last time you see kids slaughtered, by the way. Kids don't make it out of this show. The moment a kid says Ni-chan,
bye. Oh, God. As soon as I saw, like, well, the kids get up and he's like, oh, don't go near there. And then just blood go everywhere. I was like... Bing. Oh, and then I'm like, oh, well, maybe the little brother in his arms is still
okay. No, there's only two of them. No, you didn't survive.
And I'm like, damn. But side note, the villains are kind of hot in this one. I can't wait for Andrea to catch up so that way me and her can bond on that and I won't be the only one by myself. Andrea.
I'm back. Hello.
Oh. Oh, shit. We weren't done talking about it, but I was just going to tell you that the villains in Demon Slayer in this arc, you're going to think they're hot. They're daddies.
I think one of them is. The one who, I don't know what he looks like. Like white hair, maybe, or blonde with the little hat. I don't know his name.
Doma.
What? Doma.
Yes, that one.
Sociopath.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, no. I meant like the main villain.
Oh. Of
this arc. Yeah. He has fangs. What'd you say, Ivan?
I'm getting Doma tattooed, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, he's
one of my... Is that part of your four horsemen?
Yeah, he's one of my four horsemen of the apocalypse.
That's pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I love Doma. I forgot how much I love Doma. I love his whole... But anyways, yeah, with Doma... Ah, well, now I'm gonna be talking about Doma, but... This arc is going to be... I don't know how long they're going to stretch this. Alex, you and me read the manga.
It's only 12 episodes.
They're going to go 12 episodes. Yeah. It's going to end.
Okay. I was like, are they going to stretch this? I'm like, I don't think
they can. Nah.
Short. Because this is the arc before, like, the arc.
You know? No, not yet. There's this one. There's the training. Then the arc. There's, like, two. There's, like I said, there's about, what, I said three more? Four more arcs, really. And a lot of that, and but they all meld right in together. So it's this one. Then there's training. Then there's castle. Then there's fight. And then there's runaway. That's me being vague as possible.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You thought My Hero was hitting the fan with when Shigaraki like fucked up the city. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
The one after the next one. After training, shit pops off. And it's, yeah. It doesn't stop.
And it's like it just hits the fan. There's no buildup. It just happens.
It just like and we're like, what the fuck? He's like, yep.
Yeah, now we're here.
Kind of like how yeah. they do with every season. That they there's really no warm up. At all.
No. This arc too. Warm up. Like yeah. I was not aware how quickly shit popped off until he opened that fucking door and I'm like, okay. And they jump right into it.
Because I've noticed with Demon Slayer, as soon as the swords come out, that's it.
That's it.
We're
on the way.
Yeah, like, we're in the cusp Tanjiro, of everything.
Yo, Tanjiro is a good asshole fighter.
Oh my God. I am so proud. A little Tanji. Like,
oh, Tanji.
Not this
put
past
it in
episode.
Work.
Yeah. Not this well, last episode, but the episode before that, the one like so far, like animation's top tier with his little dragon yeah. move and yeah. stuff. When his scar started to grow and then the guy was having flashbacks of him looking like whoever the dude they all fear and stuff, whatever his
yeah.
name is.
Who's on?
Yeah. And,
oh, Yoroichi. Yeah, Yoroichi.
Yeah, when they Yoroichi. I thought.
Huh?
Wait, that's the dad, the one who the one who he looks like.
Yeah, Yoroichi.
Okay, you said Yoroichi, and I was like,
yeah, no, I know.
Okay, never mind. You're confusing me. But no, and then you see the little flash side by side and stuff, and then he has this little move. I wanted to cry because I was just like, how are they making this beautiful, and how is he powering up like this? And Nezuko, with her little whole blood thing going on, I don't fully understand it yet, but I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, well, oh my goodness, this is... I'm waiting for your moment. I thought it was going to be this episode, but I think... It's got to be in the next two because they do show it.
Yeah, that's still in the front of my head. It's still in the front of my head.
That shed where they were running to, he's in there.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I thought it was going to happen soon. He's in the shed, worth doing what he's doing.
I'm trying to think how they're going to... Maybe the fight's going to get brought to the shed.
They're right there, though.
Yeah, he's gonna pop out. And someone's going to crack his face sword, well, his face mask.
Uh-huh, pretty much.
And then, boom. And then right at the time where his face gets revealed, what's the girl with yeah. the pigtails and the thighs?
Oh, I love her. Yeah.
What's her name?
She's not there. I forgot her name. Mitsuri?
Yeah. Well, she's going to pop up somewhere, and she's just going to be like, oh, my God. Like, that's pretty much. that's what I'm hoping it happens. And she uses her whole little, like, love breathing form or whatever bullshit that was she was using. I mean, her fight was insane, but the name of her shit, I was like, oh,
love
my God.
First yeah. form. Which I forgot how the sword works the way it does, but...
Yeah, I can't wait for them to break down the mechanics of that because it just made no sense. I loved it, though. It was great.
Yeah.
I just didn't
no,
like
she, she's going to come join that fight because that fight isn't over yet. That's
oh, no. What, we're only on episode yeah. six?
Yeah, so yeah, six more, yeah.
We're only halfway through. Yeah,
six more. Okay. yeah. I was trying to call her back, but she can't see me.
Oh, Andrea.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Have you been listening the whole time?
Not yes and no. I can hear you. I couldn't turn my volume all the way down, but when you yeah. hear my I can hear you say my name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to avoid spoilers.
So, yeah, you got to catch up. I don't know. But here's the thing. You can – no, well, you watch – it's Japanese. You got to read, so you can't really look at the game while watching the episode.
Exactly. I have to wait for the dub is out. No, actually, I can't because I don't like the dub of that show.
No, Demon Slayer dub is terrible.
I rewatched the first season on Netflix. It wasn't that bad.
It could be better.
The only thing I said, I only watched the first season. And then I didn't watch the entertainment arc because I was like, yeah, I'm good. But the first thing, I was like, I just wanted to have something on. And it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Speaking of watching things dubbed instead of sub, Ivan.
Ivan?
How's your Chainsaw Man journey going?
It's funny. I spoke about it today again. I dropped it again. I can't do it, bro. I just can't. I'm not into it.
Say it again.
You're not into?
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't like the character. I don't like the main character. I can't just get into his resolve. Like, I can't do it.
It's literally just touching tits. You're overthinking it.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean, eventually it progresses to sex. What goes from boobs, kiss, sex.
And Maki's like a whole pedophile or whatever. I don't know, bro. I don't like it.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
But I mean, oh wait, I do. You're a One Piece fan. That makes sense.
Oh, I did not see that one coming.
Bung.
Mic drop.
Bung. You lobbed it up and I said,
it can't even be that because I'm like the same company that made Chainsaw Man made one of my favorite mangas, Kaiju Number 9. So I'm waiting for that to be animated. Once that's animated, I think that's gonna, but this one I just couldn't do it. You know, I'm caught up with Vinland Saga. I'm caught up with like a lot of stuff.
See, that's weird because this season of Vinland Saga sucks, and I knew it was gonna suck because it's about farming. This is universally hated, but people are going through it because they know of the payoff later. But everyone knew before the season came out that it was gonna suck because all he does is farm. So all the action, all the greatness of that first season, gone.
But in the he becomes a pacifist. Like the whole thing about him is becoming a pacifist.
But I'm saying, but building up, at least you get the action and shit between that. Here, he literally does nothing. It is a farm simulator for all these episodes.
I don't know, man. This last episode made me mad uncomfortable, bro. Like, I don't know if anybody watches it. Episode 18 is tough, man.
I haven't watched it. I haven't picked it up yet just because...
Did you watch the first season? You never...
No, because I think when I was finally going to start watching the first season, I decided to pick up Bleach.
Good choice.
That journey.
Where are you? I mean, it's not... I don't even know. Like, we'll be back for a part two. The part two never came.
Just the same as part two of Naruto with Andrea is not coming to his...
I was still thinking... I was like, we're still waiting for my part two.
Yeah, no, like, it's... Where am I? I'm really still at the same spot of...
And you put in so much work, both of you.
Shortly after meeting Grimjow. Daddy Grimjow.
I love Grimjow.
You both put in so much work. For you to stop in the middle of the road makes no sense to me at all.
Look, a lot of stuff was happening. My Hero was coming out, and Demon Slayer is on, and then Attack on Titan was on, and then Pokemon.
The Jujutsu Kaisen this is coming out next week.
Yeah,
which he said the manga ends this year. So what I'm gonna do is when the manga ends, I think I'm gonna just jump ahead and read the whole thing because there's gonna be a manga spoiler, but I think. For most of this manga series, I don't know. Funny enough, it relates to the sensei thing. Gojo is the man. We see it in the anime.
Oh, yeah. I heard about his.
Whoa, where are you going with this?
I heard about it.
Where are you going?
You know what? I don't want to spoil it.
You already started it. You can't stop because you know me. I'm going to guess it. I'm going to run my imagination and I'm going to be right.
All right. So Gojo is the man. As you see, he's super powered. He cannot be defeated. Now, here's the thing. I didn't read the manga yet, but I knew enough because I was like, this guy, it was something that was always nagging me watching the first season, watching it, like what we've seen so much. He's too powerful for anyone to be a threat.
Yeah.
He's overpowered. Yeah. That's like having the fourth Hokage throughout the whole show of Naruto. It's No, you can't have that. It's not fair. It's unfair until the characters reach a certain point. So what they had did with him, which I don't think they'll do it anytime in the episode, they sealed him away.
What? I think I knew this.
So most of the manga, at this point, he's been away out of the manga more times than he's been in it.
I think I knew this.
Yes. Yeah, so, but what happened is this week, he came back and didn't miss a fucking beat. I had to read that chapter to get the chills. I'm getting chills from a chapter, and I had no idea what's going on. But apparently, I guess his attitude is that where they sent him, it's supposed to drive the person in crazy and make them lose their resolve. And like, he came back like nothing changed.
And of course beat he did, because he's fucking Daddy Gojo.
And you think everyone would have got stronger, like all the bad guys? Nope. Even Sukuna, who has, at this point in the manga, 9 of his fingers.
Ooh.
And the dude with the cross and someone else triple teamed this motherfucker. And he was still laying them all to waste.
See, now that's just...
and so I'm like, what... Did this create, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I want to read, like, just to see all the intricate plot points. But the fact that after all this time, Gojo is still the beast, it's amazing. And that's why it partly had influenced my doing the topic we were going to do. But again, that's for another day, because I think that's something real good to get into of when we get into it. But that's just, I can't wait. And what, this season is starting with all about him.
Yeah, so it must be, so season 3 must be where he gets locked away. If they're going to focus on him this season, and then they're going to lock him away. But no, I remember someone a while ago telling me that, oh yeah, at some point Gojo gets like sealed up. He's not really that even big, a big part of it anymore. But I didn't realize it's because he's just like overpowered.
Yeah, they literally said, we can't beat you. We have to seal you away.
Well, how'd they seal him away?
And they tricked him.
How do you trick Gojo?
With plot armor. David,
plot armor.
I was about to say, is plot...
Like, this is one of those things where... it was like a thing where, like, it was like a black hole type box that called the prison realm that once you get in there, it feeds off your energy too. So he's the most powerful sorcerer. So it had the more it feeds off, the stronger it gets type of thing.
It's pretty much what...
Oh.
Is what happened.
Say that again, Ivan.
It's what happened with General Zod and Superman.
Yeah.
It's like the best comparison I can give you. Pretty much plot armor. Because we wrote ourselves into a hole with this character. We're like, crap, what do we do?
And that's what happened with the creator. He's like, shit, I need to have conflict and shit. But every time this guy shows up, it's so everything is over. Think about it. Everything that's happened in the first season, the moment he showed up, it was done.
Yeah. And and in the movie, is the only time we've gotten like that small little glimpse of his power.
Yeah. Man,
that's right. Have you seen the movie yet, Ivan?
Oh yeah, yay!
I don't know where to.
It's on Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll. Where?
I've looked for it on Crunchyroll.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to look this.
That's where I saw it. That's why it's on Crunchyroll.
Is it under the
playlist?
Huh?
It's on their playlist.
I was looking for it the other day.
Yeah, let me see. If I find it,
I'm ordering food, I'm watching this.
There is a joke in there somewhere about Ivan looking for it and not doing a good job versus. Because
it's literally
a joke in there somewhere. I just can't make it. you go searching for the One Piece in this.
Yeah, you literally go to seasons. It's season 34, and you see the movie is there.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm more related to Luffy than I thought. I'm gonna touch on that
season 34.
Yeah, that's some weird thing they put there, but it's there.
All right, I'm gonna watch it tonight. I'm gonna order some tacos. And I'm gonna smoke a blunt, and I'm gonna watch
season 3.
My thing says season 34 for some weird reason.
Mine says season 3, Jujutsu Kaisen 0, which is the name of the movie.
Yeah,
let me see this shit because I got Crunchyroll on this bitch too.
Yeah, Ivan, you need to watch that like tonight, and you're gonna be right. Like, oh my gosh, the shit's on the movie One Piece Red. It's amazing.
I forgot well, to watch
a that. Lot of things. Yeah, I will never forget. I can't that's the push worst, it out of my memory.
That's the worst thing that happened out of this. That you went and saw One Piece Red.
Yeah, I'm still very disappointed in myself.
One of those things where you look back and you're like, who was I? And why did I do this?
Yeah, talk about a toxic situation. And you know, I have the nerve. I was starting to fall asleep during the movie and I was very happy. You know, normally you fall asleep in the movie, try to wake yourself up. No, yeah. I got comfy and I was like,
bye.
I'm falling
asleep. Goodbye.
This fucker had the nerve. I was asleep for like 30 minutes. He had the nerve to start tapping me. And he's like, you're asleep. He's like, yes. I told him, he's like, I know I'm asleep. It's
okay. I'm trying to. I'm not saying sorry.
Yeah. No, oh. But yeah. All right. Enough of that situation. But yeah, Ivan, go watch the movie because you're not going to be disappointed. Did you even finish? You haven't finished Jujutsu Kaisen the season though, right?
No, because I'm actually gonna finish it too, because Taj has been taking forever to finish things with me.
Yeah. Friends are trash. Don't wait on them. He's holding you back from greatness.
From your potential.
Yeah.
He really is. I'm so loyal. I'm like, yeah, I won't. And I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I'm so close to finishing this shit.
How far are you guys? Oh, you guys were at you told us where you guys were at.
We're fighting the one demon, what's it called? The wood dude.
Help me out. Yeah. With Oogie Boogie.
Yeah, we're fighting Oogie Boogie right now, yeah.
Well, no, he does Oogie Boogie, but you're fighting.
We're there right now, and like...
See, oh, and that guy with the... That shoots the branches out of his arms and shit? Yeah,
and then he starts clapping... See, and that's I kind of spoiled it, but he didn't realize what I spoiled, so that's okay.
Oh, you're good. Funny. I was gonna get Mihito tattooed, but I'm like, nah, because I wanted Mihito because he looked cool, but I have a personal connection with the four I picked. It's kind of
to this day, the funniest scene. I mean, there's a lot of funny scenes in that anime. One of my I have two favorites. I have the baseball where Gojo's laughing. Doing the ha-ha after they win the baseball game. And he walks past them laughing like an asshole. That's one. And the one where Maki's sister was telling the other girl, like they do the flashback, and he's like, oh, yeah, my sister, she's not that strong. She can't even use curses, you know, and did it. He said, oh, okay, that'll be fun. And she's like, it's not fun. She fucking Yo, that switch to the I laugh my ass off because it's the quick. You say it wasn't fine. She lied, and she proceeded to get her ass beat.
Oh no, that's a show where like the funny moments sneak up on you, and they just random moments.
With such a dark premise and everything, it's the one of the funny.
Well, that's Demon Slayer and stuff too.
Even when they were having the fight. And he's like, okay, you can kill him. He's like, what? And then they showed a cute face. He's like, no, go ahead. You can kill him. And then he realized, I can't kill him. He's like, you want to do it? He's like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh,
Tanjiro's too nice.
Love him.
You know what's funny? Since we don't have a real topic right now, which is all over the place, I was talking about it today.
Yeah, this is filler 2.0. Yeah.
It's okay. We're like, Ivan, bro. If you had to put a character in Demon Slayer, who would it be? I'm like, put Yusuke in and make it a 5-minute show.
Put
Demon King Yusuke mops Muzan.
Is he Demon King? So end game main character? Of course he would mop the show.
Yeah, thing. End of series Yusuke. Throw Inuyasha in there, end of series, because beginning series, I don't really like him that much. To be honest, and I think I said this before, the only reason I watched Inuyasha was because I wonder when Shishomaru is going to show up.
that's like the ultimate, that's like the Gojo in this situation. You throw in almost any character in the season. Game. Yeah, in game, like they're going to triumph.
Well, no, also Dark dark tournament Yusuke mops.
He wouldn't, as much as I love Yu Yu Hakusho, I'm telling that show has a special place in my heart. Yusuke, that's like, and as much as I love like Naruto ain't holding up.
Nah, bro, don't do that. I'll have this argument. I'll have this argument.
But right. Yusuke is not. Why not? Because the power scales are off.
Yeah. Tagoro was a B-level demon flicking people's heads off, not even at 10%. And Yusuke fought him at 100% at the Dark Tournament. Flicking people's heads off. And he's a speed blitzer at that time in the Dark Tournament. Nobody besides Uzui, who's not even like, I guess in their realm, it looks fast, it looks good, it looks beautiful. But if you throw in like, I'll even defend Naruto because like Naruto, I'll defend Naruto. I'll defend Rock Lee. I'll defend all those in the Demon
Rock
Slayer.
Lee, no. Rock Lee's getting
Rock Lee. Oh my God. Rock Lee's
getting nuts. Nah, Rock.
Maybe Guy Sensei opening up Eighth Gate.
No. Who's fast enough to keep over Rock Lee as a demon in there right now?
No, remember, there's speed and there's Demon Slayer speed.
No, yeah, exactly. We're talking about it. What's the feat? There's no Demon Slayer feat that could keep up with Rock Lee doing.
Hello, fucking Muzan and Upper Moon One and Doma. Are you not? Yeah, man. Wait till they show. Remember, we're ingrained into like the Naruto power. But look, the way these guys fight, you're dying.
Yeah, you guys.
This is supernatural and superhuman. Like,
and they're not giving you enough time to throw any hand signs. Yeah. This is another reason, like Demon Slayer, you don't have time to charge up or prepare. Like, you're
look at the stuff. Last, it's look just... at the fight in the last episode. Those motherfuckers did not let up.
So, do you think they'll kill Tagoro? Off topic. I'm going back to this one. Do you think they can kill Tagoro? I don't think they can. Not at 100. Not even at 20%.
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
Okay.
Do you know what they were doing in that Dark Tournament?
Yes, and you're seeing what they're doing in Demon Slayer?
Yeah, they're not competing with these boys. He will speed blitz everybody in Demon Slayer at that Dark Tournament.
That moves on.
Yeah, you can. First of all,
I don't even fully know
the story, not already yet.
Here's the thing. These guys, most of these demons are not getting killed by regular means. Like, even the one they're fighting now, you know what? Wow, they have to kill them.
Yeah, these are like regular humans fighting, though. Well, at the moment, regular humans.
At the moment. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But these demons are a high level, and it takes still one man who has to be the god of them all for his thing to come back, because there's only one person actually landing the killing blow.
And remember, they were showing the what's his name? I'm gonna call him Yuichi now because I can't think of his name.
It is Yuichi. It is that's his name.
No, I said Yuichi. Yeah, from Bleach. I keep saying that. When they showed the dummy and stuff, dude, in order to recreate his moves, they had to attach like six arms to this guy. So that's what you're up against as well. And that's the not only, even the power. That's just pure ability. Yeah, of
the
this
only
guy
difference is that, like, you're thinking like energy and manipulation, but on a pure physical level, they would surpass a lot of cats. And even
I'd say
when
even
you're throwing
energy, maybe
no one uses energy.
Oh no, not
energy,
not yes, energy, but no physical.
Yeah, there's not a lot of energy. I mean, yeah, they manipulate elements. Like some of them have that ability, but you're talking. That's why. And remember, this is '90s anime. Versus this 90s anime was pretty much following like the Dragon Ball Z prototype of manipulating energy around them. So that's the thing. This is two different types of generations. You'd be better off comparing Naruto than Yu Yu Hakusho in terms of trying to adapt them to these worlds. Because it's two different scales of, especially given
even,
the time period.
On an even playing field, Demon Slayer is going to, as you say, mop every time.
Yeah, Yusei's getting killed off the bat. He can't keep up
playing
with
field.
Then he's not giving him a chance. They're not talking. They're not saying, let me build up my power. He's there killing him.
So we're even with Yusuke and his energy, they're not going to allow him to build up because Demon Slayer world, they don't allow you to
power up. They don't play games. Like, you better be ready from jump.
Yusuke doesn't power up, though. What are we talking
about? Yes, he does.
Where did
if
he power
if
up?
You have to shout the name of your move, wait, no. If he has to sit there and, like, he has to hold for a little bit before the spirit gun actually comes out.
That's not even how it works anymore. Because he could do a shotgun like this without even like charging it up. He has spirit punch. He also, if we do end of series, once he's Demon King, that thing is beyond raps, bro.
And that's the other thing. End of series.
No. Weird. But I said Dark Tournament Yusuke. Because honestly, Young Genkai can mop too.
It's just weird.
Young
I could say. Again, the fourth can take on pretty much probably take on Muzan.
No, but
like, yeah, he can.
But I also said like you, Hiei, Yoko Kurama. Give me Yoko Kurama. You got to give me Yoko Kurama on that one.
So my only gripe with Yu Yu Hakusho was I felt like they didn't do Kurama enough justice and fully being able to see shit that he was capable of doing.
I thought we did. We got Yoko Kurama.
That was during the tournament, right?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, but we really didn't see him like do some crazy obnoxious like shit. Like I felt like we didn't get to really see how like why he got the reputation he did.
The man grew a tree out of somebody. I think that's pretty crazy.
No, I know, like, okay, yeah, he can. You know what I mean? Like, I personally feel like we didn't get to see like him go a full 100%, like all out to the point of why he got the name he did. But even though he's upset, I have his pop like right next to me. Like I love him to death, but I felt like they still didn't do him like enough justice.
What else did you want? That was like,
I more like that's like oh, what's a character that I can't. I'll have it. I'll have it because I wasn't expecting to.
Yeah, this went a weird route.
Hey, we spoke about Legend of Zelda for 40 minutes. I just wanted to throw a Versus in there just for the hell of it.
This is 40 your revenge.
Minutes. More like
terrible Versus. It's way much more even Versus. You took a one endgame character, just threw him in Demon Slayer.
I said Dark Tournament.
It's still
no, you
mad.
Said, no, we had to convince
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
Yeah.
This is your revenge.
Yeah. I didn't know what else to talk about. I was like, I had
so
I had,
many things.
I had everything prepared for the topic that we were gonna speak about.
Yeah, I know. None of us
came out.
What'd you say?
Huh? I said a game came out, so all topics.
This is going to be game of the year automatically. There's nothing coming up. I love Final Fantasy 16. It's not touching this. This is game of the year.
Yeah. Do you guys follow IGN on Instagram?
Of course. Yeah.
When I tell you they are posting like 15
they're on their nuts. Yep.
Zelda posts a day.
It's like ESPN and LeBron. They can't get enough of it.
Literally. They gave it a 10.
Like, a bunch of they got tens across the board,
and they are literally just so many. It's consuming everything. I'm trying to think who, and now this has me thinking who could go into the Demon Slayer world and actually like hold themselves.
You have to pick a certain arc, though.
Yeah. Madara Sage of Six Pass.
Well, yeah, that's yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. So that's in obvious. Game. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, just say Shisui.
Well, probably even, I think probably him just beginning of the Great Ninja War.
I think Shisui could do it. Now, Madara is just too much. That's too much. That's too much.
Okay. What about Aang, full Avatar state?
I think he moves too slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd get killed.
What about Mirum from Hunter x Hunter?
That's a lot. Oh, come on, that's obvious. Wait. He's mopping the floor with.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
Remember, his power's never been scaled. He's never hit a ceiling.
Yeah.
And so yeah, he's like one punch man. There's no scale for him.
What about Master Roshi?
Getting killed.
He's getting killed, you think?
Master Roshi's getting killed. Okay. Krillin's getting killed.
Oh, Goku. Krillin, yeah. I don't think Goku's getting killed.
The man that blew up.
Because Manda, power scale in that aspect.
Yeah, power scale is, yeah.
That's why I was wondering if even Master Roshi could hold up, just because the power scaling on Dragon Ball Z.
The man
Roshi's too slow. Yeah.
Was he, though? Because he was able to catch bullets with his bare hands, like, as an old man.
There was bullets and there's Demon Slayer shit.
We are not.
They were dodging bullets on Demon Slayer, so.
Yeah.
Which, who would have ever thought we were going to see that and know that?
Wait, and which Roshi are we talking about? Because if it's Roshi of Torment of Power, it could definitely handle his own. Which Roshi? If we're doing all.
Roshi's good for short bursts. He's not that level.
And he literally has like the one thing that contains all evil.
And he has to take time to doing it. They're not giving him time to do things.
That is true, yeah. Yeah, he has to power up. They're not allowing. And actually, you know, now that I think about it, Goku probably would too, because they're not going to allow him to power up. Goku did mopped.
Goku's speed is basis at Muzan's level.
Wait, which Goku are we talking about?
At the image.
Which Goku?
Pick one after Cell Saga or after Frieza Saga.
Oh, we are not doing that. We are not putting those boys.
That's why this game is stupid.
No way you're putting
them. Because we have to pick, which one in this. This makes no sense.
But, like, if you're going to, you can only do Dragon Ball Goku because Raditz was at a speed that was already like, you think you're fast? You're not fast enough to compete with me. Then they're already way past that speed for what Raditz was. Raditz at one point was too fast for those boys. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Are there any? Nah, never mind. Mewtwo. Is Mewtwo holding up? Because I feel like Pokemon are hard to power scale.
You got that. I don't know. You got that one.
Nah, all the Pokemon's getting killed.
Even Mewtwo?
Yeah. Even Mewtwo. Yeah, they all get killed.
I don't know anything about that. You got that one.
Aw, okay.
And yeah, I don't think you want that image of all of them getting murked. That's damn, too depressing.
Nah, yeah, it's a little on the sad side.
All of them get murked?
All of them.
Damn, Garnet from Steve Universe.
Nah, bro. Steve Universe hacks, bro. Everyone's Steven Universe.
That's hacks. Cosmic level. So, yeah, they're getting killed. They're going to defeat.
That's cosmic level.
Yeah, keep it on Earth.
I think the diamonds could hold their own, but I don't know about everybody else.
Steven's getting murked.
I think it would be cool.
Steven is pink diamond, so.
He doesn't have that killer instinct for battle.
Here's a topic. Okay, what form of breathing would Link have?
Simp.
Simp. He's just obligated to do this shit because he's like, fuck, every time
Link's a simp. Link is a simp.
Is he though?
Because at what point do you retire?
Bitch,
as soon as you save her.
I'm going
home. Yeah, like, okay, like, I'm putting in my 2-week notice.
Like, what you mean she's gone? I just left her.
He's not allowed you thought to.
People feel bad for Mario trying to save Peach all the time. Like,
nah, no. But Peach got captured by something that goes on a salad. Like, this man has to go through shit. I think Link would love to switch roles with Mario. Like, yeah, let me handle what you're doing. Come over here and do what I got to do.
Exactly. Like, it's like, bitch, well, talking about Link, stop exploring. Like, stop. Like, stop trying to discover things. Just stay in your little cat. Like, just stop. Just stop. Yeah. So, no.
Now I'm in the freezing cold looking for this bitch. And she want to get lost again. And I, because yeah. I don't got the right clothes. I really am in the cold again.
Yeah. So Link's a simp. But his form of breathing.
Like, if, or like, you know, like, what do you think, like?
Probably something with air.
You know what his form of breathing would be? It would be Breath of the Wild.
And with that, wow. The tarot's bringing up. And that's how you kill. That's how we end.
Oh,
that's literally what I wanted to do.
And here I am, like, oh, that's a great question. Has me thinking about other characters and what they're for. Yeah, fuck you,
Ivan. That was good. I'm angry.
I'm not gonna lie, that was good.
Bad joke of the year.
Yeah, that was good. I'm mad. I fell for it. Then literally went to like deep discussion.
Well, since we're speaking about Legend of Zelda, and someone brought up a valid point, like why they never made an anime. If you had to have an anime done with Legend of Zelda, which game would you do first? It doesn't have to be in storyline order. Like, which game would you prefer to do first? Who would be the production company to do it for you? Like, who would you want to animate it? That's a good question.
Whoever, what's the company doing Demon Slayer?
Ufotable.
Just because, nah, I feel like there's some.
No.
Or MAPPA?
MAPPA most. It's too innocent. You have to keep that.
I feel like Trigger Studio.
I'm big for Trigger. Yeah.
I got you. Ready? Wit Studios, the people that did season one of Vinland Saga.
I don't know the animation yet.
You'll compare the two. Compare Wit Studios season one with MAPPA season two, and I might get some flack for this, but Wit Studios did such a better job. It's like the down to like the little details, to the clothing, to everything was just beautiful. The camera angles in a show is just.
Yeah, again, I keep saying that's not fair because fucking season two of things sucks. they had way more action scenes in the first season, so of course they're gonna look better. All MAPPA does is, again, deal with a guy on a farm dealing with shit, and then the occasionally one-on-one fight. They had less material to work with so far, so that's, I don't think that's fair to put that on them.
Damn, I was just doing it because of the drawing style.
Yeah. Nah, I think
Trigger Studio wins here.
I love a Trigger.
Studio Trigger. Alex, you were so distracted, you don't even realize I am messing up the name of your favorite.
I'm fighting the Octo shit that keeps popping up out of nowhere, and I can't hit him. Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, I feel like it needs to be more on the. It can't be drawn too seriously.
That's what I'm saying. That is too much. You have to have the.
A slight kawaii element to it.
Yeah, and the problem is, he doesn't talk. So,
yeah, how would they go about that?
That's just what I'm saying.
If Mario didn't talk at one point, and you know what, we made it past them.
Whoa! No! Mario,
let's go.
All the time. Exactly. What are you talking about?
It's me.
Link,
Mario.
Link doesn't say a goddamn word.
Yeah, Link is
not even a catchphrase.
Yeah, the only time he makes a noise is if you. Drop him from too high of a height.
That's it. He makes exclamations, but he's not conversational. Mario would say something.
Screams in pain.
Yeah.
That's it.
Here we go. Like, Mario said shit.
He can make
mute.
Sonic at one point didn't make any sounds till we got freaking Sega Dreamcast.
No.
Sonic talked. Oh. We had all those shows with him talking.
Talking about the video, yeah, but we didn't have a voice for him until then. That's what I'm saying. We didn't have a voice for him until these things.
But Link is literally mute. That is part of his character. The other ones just, they didn't have an opportunity for them to talk. Link's cold character is that he's mute because most of his stories is in positions where he can talk. He could talk if he could.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are straight up asking him questions left and right.
Yeah, and he's not saying a goddamn word. They call him the mute swordsman. That is literally in his DNA not to speak. So to ever have Link say something, it's going against who his character is.
Then
that was. I don't know if you remember that old Tom and Jerry movie. Remember when they started making Tom and Jerry talk and that shit was just weird?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen Tom and Jerry talk. What?
Yeah, yeah, there's a movie. Oh, you never seen it? Oh, yeah.
Pikachu talked?
Yeah, that freaked me out.
Yeah. Oh, what was it I just watched and someone talked that was weird that they talked?
Was it Solo Sikoa?
Oh, Guardians of the... Oh, wait, oh, sorry. Wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, there was an explanation for that.
Oh yeah, that
makes sense.
There was an explanation for that. Andre, you didn't see Guardians yet?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna be vague. Basically, we were now let into the circle of understanding as the audience.
Aww.
So what we heard is what everyone heard. That's why no one reacted. Yeah. What we heard is what everyone hears all the time.
I was like, is anyone gonna like?
Like, yeah, they wouldn't, because by that time they were already in it, so they always knew what was being said. We, as the audience, got to finally hear what was being said. Oh,
when he talked, I did see a clip of.
Oh,
they put it out. Yeah, yeah. When he says, I love
no
you
one reacted, and I was like, y'all because, don't care that the audience actually said, but that makes sense.
They that's why. But hell, remember throughout the whole movie, Gamora's like, "How the hell are you understanding what he's saying?" Until and then, what happened at the end? She understood.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That was really sweet.
For those listening, sorry we spoiled it for you.
Yeah, I'll try to remember that the spoiler for Jujutsu Kaisen and spoiler for Guardians of the Galaxy and spoiler for nothing else.
Yo, is this shit burning a thing into my screen? Oh, I gotta get a new TV.
What happened?
I think Zelda's burning images into my TV.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to change. Looks like I got to get a new television. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Brand new TV to play Zelda
I've had this for this thing for 5 years. So
yeah, it's time.
It might be time. I'm seeing shit burn into the... Because I had the weapon wheel open the whole time we were recording. So that's what happened.
Weapon wheel.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that.
So random. Did you guys ever play a video game and create your own storyline with the video game?
What are you talking about? Like Sims?
Like fighting games. Like I'll create my own storyline, like in my head, and just I don't know. Damn, really? Right,
Yeah, we're going off the rails.
Only time I've ever created my own storyline was in Sims.
No, like, you never did it with, like, a fighting game? Like, I got a whole, like, complex Super Smash Bros. Storyline. It's crazy.
No. Is this a mode, or are you doing this with your imagination?
Like, my imagination.
Oh, okay. I was like, I've never played a game that offered that.
Yeah, no. I've done a lot of those with, like creating my own things. I don't know. I know we're off the rails. Like, we were off the rails for a while. So, at this point.
No. We actually had a focus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't play
again. I already said this is filler 2.0. So.
Oh, no. Is this what I think it is? Oh, no, it's not. I thought it was the dinosaur that could come to life.
Yeah. Real quick, Andrea, before we end the episode.
Yeah.
Tell us about your day at Disneyland.
I haven't. So my day is going to start tomorrow.
Oh.
I haven't actually started today. I didn't want to do it today because I got in at like 4. I was thinking about doing Downtown Disney, but I'm not doing that. I'm really tired. It's like, it's messing me up a little bit because I'm really tired, but the sun is still up.
Oh yeah. It's 10:30 over here.
It's the lag. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, it's only 7:30 right now. So I'm like, I don't think I should be as tired as I am, but.
It's a jet lag, and you went back. Because it's supposed to be 10:34, so that's...
Yeah.
You're set for 10:34, not...
Is that sunlight?
Yeah.
The sun is out.
I thought you when had the light on. Oh no, my god.
When she started, the sun was out. That's why I was like, oh yeah, I forgot she's in KS.
Like the sun is setting. But you know it's cool.
You know what this reminds me of? What I'm going to experience in October.
No! Fuck! I thought we was going to make it through.
Nah. Of course not. I was waiting for a good moment to bring it up. And
time.
What'd you say?
I said now is the perfect time.
I know.
I've got the time. But you'll have like the morning sunlight.
Yeah. Sunrise.
I'm just going to be completely fucked over.
Yeah.
But I'll be fucked over in Japan. So.
It'll be worth it.
It'll be so worth it. I'm probably not even going to remember my first day. A lot of people say they don't even remember the first day because the jet lag's so bad. Probably like you, Andre. You're probably
That's a freebie. You're going to be done.
I also just want to say, Frankie, that like you going to Japan fully inspired me to like do.
So,
yeah, because I went to Japan. I was like, if Frankie can go to Japan by herself, why can't I
go to Cali?
Like, why do I have to wait for anyone?
I'm going
to
cry.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I'm not going to lie, Andrea. I thought you was
solo. That's right.
I thought you was about to say it inspired you to go to Japan. I was like, no. You didn't see my face.
I leave next month.
That would be funny. Yo, I'd be like, hey, Frankie, can I go to Japan with you?
You didn't see my face when you was about to say it. I was like, don't you fucking say.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then you say Calvin. Oh, okay, yeah, that's
enough. Okay, like, yeah.
But no.
And I'm good.
I feel like everyone needs to travel solo at least once in their lives. Like take like a really big trip. Doesn't have to be out of the country or anything. Focus but like
focus on like the stuff you want to do.
Yeah,
because if you wait around for other people to do things, you'll never do anything. You'll never see
the only thing I'm worried about is that I'm a homebody, so I'll just go to another country and stay in my room and sleep and not want to go explore. I need like I'm an introvert type of person, so I'm gonna go to another country and I'll sell into my introvert ways.
Yeah. I don't think you'll do that in Japan though. I think
I'll be out there.
Yeah. I've done that when I've gone like to other places, like within the States and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, this is a nice hotel. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Feels good. But no, because I'm like you, Alex, I'm a huge, gigantic introvert homebody. Yeah. Like I said, pandemic, I was thriving.
It was amazing.
Yeah, but so I'm nervous if I might get into a mood, especially like once I hit that 2-week mark and I got just a couple more days left, or I'm just going to be like, you know, I'm just really tired and I just really want to stay in my room.
Tell us if you're going to do that, though, so that way we can be like, no, you have to go.
You have to go do something.
Yeah.
Go online, find something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll figure it out. But yeah, so you're actually gonna do Disneyland by yourself too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tomorrow's gonna be California Adventure. I think that one's not gonna take me all day. Because I was like looking at the rides and stuff. I don't think it's gonna take me that long. So I might also do Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
And then Disneyland will be the next day. And I'll be there all day.
You're probably going to see celebrities because for some reason, all the celebrities go to Disneyland.
I don't know why. Disney World is better.
Disney World is so much better.
It's so California. Much better. I don't care.
Are you also going to Nintendo World at all, or is it just a Disney trip?
No, it's just a Disney trip because I'm not really, I don't think I'm that close. I don't know how far away it is, but I figured that one can. I can save up a little bit to like actually make a plan to come to California so that way I can like do other stuff too.
Yeah. And don't, I wouldn't even waste your time from what I've been hearing about everything.
Really?
It's not even worth. Yeah. For the Nintendo worlds that are here in the States, they're like, yeah, no, it's.
They say it's like a lot of money you're spending just to even like get in.
They only have one ride. The food is like mid. It's just, and it's mad packed. Look at me using all these Gen Z phrases.
Mad.
Without hiccups. Mid. I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah.
But the I food think I'll
just, yeah, I'll just wait for Epic Universe to open up.
What's that?
I'm just going to wait till I go to Japan and go to theirs.
That is Universal is opening up a new theme park. It's going to be called Epic Universe, and I think they're putting Nintendo World in there.
Ooh.
In Orlando. Look at Ivan. He's so close to the camera right now.
Wait, is that the one that's also going to have like a Pokemon section as well?
I don't know what it's all going to be in there, but it is, I'm pretty sure Nintendo World will be in there.
Okay, because I know a while ago, my super secret connections, she told me that Universal was supposed to be doing something along with Nintendo, like also including like a Pokemon thing going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Frankie has the Illuminati working for her.
She said something like Super Secret Connections.
Yeah. But no, they're definitely supposed to be doing a Pokemon thing. That's why the Nickelodeon section in Universal like shut down.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be doing something and Pokemon's supposed to be involved.
That would make sense. I feel like they should do like a How to Train Your Dragon area too. Because they have in the parks.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So,
yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
I'm like 90% sure Nintendo World will be there and I will just wait to go to that. Because it's a whole other park instead of just a small section.
Nice.
Nintendo does deserve its own, like,
park.
There's enough content there.
Yeah.
More than enough content.
Like going into Hyrule, going into, what's the other one? Like a Smash Brothers area. Yeah.
Sonic. They could do like a Sonic Green Hill area. That would be pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
There's a lot they could do, like I said, Pokemon shit. A lot of Pokemon shit. I haven't even mentioned Star Fox at some point in this episode. I just don't. That was before we started recording. You mentioned Star Fox. Never mind. But yeah, that could be like a shooter game, like where you sit in a little buggy and you're like shooting at things, like pew, pew, pew.
Pokemon could also be a shooter game too, like because you could like throw the Pokeballs and catch Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Or it could be one of those ones like what's right at Disney where you're searching and looking through the you're looking for the dinosaur ride.
Yeah.
Where you're in the cart and stuff. Mm-hmm. We could do that too. We're in a cart and we're like searching for Pokemon and we gotta find the super rare one.
And it's like Professor Oak is driving the cart too.
Yes.
Oh man, I think Alex knows where I was like where my head was when she said that. No, Pokemon can be a shooting game. Like, are we shooting Pokemon?
Oh my god! We could be shooting Slowpoke, and then at the end of the ride, there's a Slowpoke cafe. We get to eat Slowpoke tail.
Yep.
They could go that route. I mean,
they'll sell out like, no, I'm good.
That's a good idea.
I'm good.
They could definitely. It's canon.
It is.
Don't create from the source material.
Jesus Christ.
You gotta have a villain ride, you know, with in some parks. You gotta have villain rides.
So we would be the villains in that ride? That would be kind of funny.
Or it would be Team Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
And we're tagging along with them. Yeah, hunting and killing Slowpokes.
Yeah.
We're shooting Pokemon.
Yes. Pretty Jesus. Much. Oh my god! And then right next to it could be the Pokemon Cemetery. It could be in Lavender Town.
And they play
cemetery. It's just like a pile of bones that are in the shape of other Pokemon.
Yes. Oh my god! And you know how like Disney has hidden Mickeys, and so in this case, there's bones, and you have to find like the outline of the bones of the Pokemon and like the walls and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hire me. Hire us. Let's
make a Pokemon theme park.
I swear, whenever y'all just let me and Andrea ramble, things get great. Remember from Justin to Kelly too.
We still got to talk about that.
See, I'm telling y'all, this is. All right, so we're gonna end this here. Yeah, because Alex has been checked out. for a while.
I'm trying to figure out how to keep this damn sign up. You'll find out what that means later.
I got to the third shrine, by the way, as we were talking.
You did?
That was a bitch. That took me a while, too.
That one took me a while, only because I kept walking right past the fucking entrance. I was like, how do I get here? Where is the entrance? And I was like, where are the spicy peppers? It's so cold. Yeah, there's the fucking cave.
Yeah, yo, kept running out of that shit.
God, so.
And you didn't even have to go up there. You could just, all you had to do was climb the tree branch at the side.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't want to know because it's going to piss me off. I spent
How did you get to it?
No, so I'm talking about once you get off the cart and when you start going towards. Once you get off the cart and you make you're supposed to make an immediate left and it shows you where when that little robot creature is and you talk to it and the spicy peppers are right there. Yeah. I missed that. I spent 2 hours last night trying to figure out where the spicy peppers were located so I could get to the shrine. Like at the base. I'm talking about at the very base. Yeah.
Before you go up the cave.
Yeah, before you go up the cave. It's on that platform, on that area, that level where you can make the fans and the fire emitters and the cooking pots where you throw them, like mimic the little orbs. That whole area is where you go up to the last shrine, and I missed that completely. And I spent so much time trying to figure out how to get there, and then I realized where I was, and I couldn't find the fire chili peppers, and I went all the way back down to the bottom several times. Yeah, it was a rough night last. I was up till like 3 a.m.
See, and that's what I'm trying to avoid tonight because I have to go to work. And I realized that last night. I was like, oh, like I've been normally I'm asleep by 2. I'm asleep by 12. This shit took me to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I was like, that's not good. And now I'm going to take it out the dock and lie down and play for more.
Yeah. My first appointment's not until 12:15 tomorrow. So I'll be up very late.
Enjoy.
I'll be up very late.
The park doesn't open until 8 this time. It's only 7 o'clock right now. I can wake up early and start playing it. I'm making
waffles. I hope you get that reference.
Yes. You know they're making another Shrek movie?
Yeah, they all signed on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And on that note... All right. Thanks for tuning in to another super duper ridiculous, unexpected, unplanned filler episode.
We promise we're going to go to our topic next time. Please, let's get to our topic next time.
Yeah.
We'll get the talking out of the way off air and then stick to the topic.
Yeah. I'm just going to check the date so I can make sure that I'll actually be set and prepared. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And eventually we're going to talk about Star Wars Visions, guys, because we need to watch and discuss another great installment. Andrea, are you excited?
I made it to episode 7. I didn't see.
She's the last frozen. Okay. That's what that is. Sorry.
What a way to stop. Wow.
Oh, am I still frozen?
Oh, no.
You were frozen with your mouth wide open. I was like, Andrea, you look excited after I mentioned Star Wars Visions.
There's a poster about my work though, Star Wars Vision, and there's a very pretty boy with white hair. So I need to watch that show to figure out who it is.
That's the light and dark episode.
Yeah.
Awesome, possible.
And that should have been an anime by itself. Oh my god, that episode was great. That one was good. But nope, we're gonna next time.
Okay, yep. Next time. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, I feel like I've already said this. Once again, I'm Frankie. Wow. Frankie, aka Pixel Potato, aka never mind. No, okay. All right. Everyone can go ahead and sign out in
order of who's gotten the farthest in Legend of Zelda, meaning from the least
from youngest to oldest, but continue.
From the least furthest, from the least to the most. So since Ivan hasn't played it at all, Ivan will go first.
Yeah, this is Ivan, aka Chico Stick. I just ordered my chicken wings so I could watch the Jujutsu Kaisen movie, and I'm out.
Andrea. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, see, I'm very tired. So it's Andrea, Queen of Daddies. I'm gonna go to bed. I'm so tired. And I'm gonna have a great day tomorrow. So
you're not gonna play Zelda. I'm very disappointed. All right.
No, I'm gonna play tomorrow. I've been up since 4.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not that dedicated to the game, but it's okay.
I might play a bit.
Yes, it is Alex A. Town Ryan. Funny enough, this topic was my idea, but I have no regrets of where we've gone. Because when I made up this topic, the game hadn't come out yet, and I didn't know what it was going to do to me. And now it's currently doing it to me where I'm trying to figure out how to hold a goddamn sign up, but there's no supplies to hold the fucking sign up, just fucking trees. I'm trying to use law. You know what? I'm going
to,
that's
when we log off, I'm going to ask you to give me details.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, yes. Signing off. Next time we will get to our topic. It is a good one. And it's a real good one. As Ivan's prepared for it, I already had some ideas in mind. So I can't wait. This is a filler and enjoy.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.